Although calling the name of his son, he nevertheless uttered the four syllables Narayana. Seems by chanting the name of Narayana in this way sufficiently atone for the sinful reactions of millions of lives. Prabhupada previously, when engaged in sinful activities to maintain his family, Ajamil chanted the name Narayana without offenses. To chant the holy name of the Lord just to counteract one's sinful activities or to commit sinful activities in the sense of chanting the holy name is offensive. But although Ajamil engaged in sinful activities, he never chanted the holy name of Narayana to counteract them. He simply chanted the name Narayana to call his son. Therefore, his chanting was effective. Because of chanting the holy name of Narayana in this way, he had already vanquished the accumulated sinful reactions of many, many lives. In the beginning, he was pure, but although he later committed many sinful acts, he was offensive because he did not chant the holy name of Narayana to counteract them. One who always chants the holy name of the Lord without offenses is always pure. As confirmed in this verse, Ajamil was already sinless, but because he chanted the name of Narayana, he remained sinless. It did not matter that he was calling his son. The name itself was effective. The chanting of the holy name of Lord Vishnu is the best process of atonement for a thief of gold or other valuables, for a drunkard, for one who betrays a friend or relative, for one who kills a brahmana, for one who indulges in sex life, for one who is a guru or another superior. It is also the best method of atonement for one who murders women, the king or his father, for one who slaughters cows, and for all other sinful men. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord Vishnu, such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore considers, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. Translation of Vishnu is continued even previously while chanting at other times, while eating pork at other times, this Ajamil would call his son saying, my dear Narayan, please come here. Although calling the name of his son, he nevertheless uttered the four names Narayana, four syllables Narayana. Seemed that by chanting the name of Narayana in this way sufficiently atoned for the sinful reaction of millions of lives, chanting the holy name of the Lord of Vishnu is the best process of atonement. For a thief of gold or other valuables, for a drunkard, for one who betrays a friend or relative, for one who kills a brahmana, for one who indulges in sex life with the wife of his guru or another superior. It is also the best method of atonement for one who murders women, the king or his father, for one who slaughters cows, and for other sinful men. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore considers, because this man is chanting my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. So here the Vishnu Dutas continue speaking to the Yama Dutas about the power of the holy name. So in the case of Ajamil, he chanted the name of Narayana, and this name was the name of his son. And he did not intend that name, when he called that name, to mean Vishnu. And though he committed sinful activities, he did not chant the name of Narayan to get rid of his sinful reactions and then again commit sinful activities. So in this way, he did not commit the seventh offense to the holy name, which is committing sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. So in this way, he was offenseless. As well, he did not have the other offenses, such as thinking that the holy name is a material pious activity, or that Vishnu is a devata, etc. So he didn't have any of these offenses because his concern was simply enjoyment in the material world. And therefore, when he chanted the name indirectly or accidentally, it had great effect. So, as the previous verses stated, and also verses in other Puranas state, chanting the name of the Lord even accidentally, even once, will destroy all one's sinful reactions. So that is on the condition, of course, that one also not commits aparad. So this was the condition of Ajamil. He did not commit aparada, and he chanted the name Narayana. And therefore, when he first chanted the name, he destroyed all of his reactions. Which means that, therefore, he cannot be punished for previous sinful activities or whatever. There were no more reactions to come upon him because of the acts he had committed. Not only the acts of this life, but all the previous acts in previous lifetimes. They'd all been destroyed by him, chanting the name of Narayana. And this of course is stated in other places, such as in the Kapila's teachings. Devahuti states that just to put the name of the Lord on the tip of the tongue, even once, is enough to destroy all of one's sinful reactions. So that means that not even fully chanting the name, even partially chanting the name once, has this effect. And of course here we see that the Namavas has effect also. So this is the power of the name, not just Krishna's name, but all the names of the Supreme Lord, such as Narayan or Vishnu, etc., all have this power to destroy sinful reactions. So therefore, this is the best atonement. Atonements are meant to destroy the results of one's previous sins. So usually the effect of sin is suffering. So nobody likes suffering. So we do some atonement to get rid of the reaction. So that the best atonement is chanting the name of the Lord, because it gets rid of not one reaction, but all of the reactions, all the previous reactions to, or all the reactions to previous sinful activities. So it is considered to be the best atonement. For the devotee, no other types of atonement are prescribed except bhakti itself. And bhakti itself destroys all karma, so therefore other things don't matter so much. So this refers not only to the name, because we see even remembering the Lord once is also mentioned in the Bhagavad, and that also destroys all one's karma. So not just the chanting, but even remembering the Lord does so. However, remembrance requires some sort of knowledge of the Lord. So it's a little bit intentional, but here divine accidental chanting of the name even has this power to destroy all of one's sinful reactions. So we may ask, how is it possible that this can take place when, on the other hand, jnanis and yogis may strive for many lifetimes to destroy all their karmas? How can it so quickly happen with the chanting of the name of the Lord once? So the answer is that it is pleasing to the Lord. Of course, this also is why bhakti is quicker than the other processes. That is because one gains the mercy of the Lord. So simply by chanting once the name of the Lord, one can get this effect. Of course, we see the effect here is not bhakti. The effect is simply destroying karmas. That's not bhakti. When one performs bhakti, real bhakti, then this of course also happens, but simultaneously one also develops more attraction to the Lord. So in other words, bhakti keeps increasing with bhakti. So that is the main effect of devotional service. So this is not real devotion, it is an abhas of devotion, bhakti abhas or nama abhas. So the effect is not the same. We get partial effect. So the partial effect is that all the karmas are destroyed. But the bhakti is not increased to a significant degree at least. So the effect of the holy name is there in any case, but it's much stronger if one chants with devotion. But even accidentally chanting, the Lord is also pleased with that. It is the name of the Lord, and the name of the Lord is absolute. So even if one chants accidentally without intending the Lord, still there is effect there. So the Vishnu Dutas came because Ajamil chanted the name Narayana. So the Yamadutta said, oh, well, that was because of the name of the sun, so that he didn't really call out the name of Narayana. And the Vishnu Dutas answered, well, it doesn't matter. Our Lord said Narayana in any case, whether it means the Lord or not, still, we must come. So we have to protect that person. So whether one intentionally chants the name of the Lord or not, still, one gets the mercy of the Lord. And so in this case, the Vishnu Dutas came, and they forbade the Yamadutas from taking Yamaraj for punishment for his bad activities. So this is the great effect of chanting the name of the Lord. So it happens with the name of Narayana, but we know that Krishna is even more merciful than Narayana, so therefore the name of Krishna is also more powerful. Though all the names of the Lord are absolute, still, we see there's difference. So therefore it says that 1,000 names of Vishnu is one Rama, and 3 Ramas is equal to 1 name of Krishna. So therefore Krishna's name has even greater effect. So what greater effect than we can have of this, of destroying all your karmas by chanting the name Narayana once? That, of course, we cannot... it's the same. We cannot get any greater effect than that. So yes, chanting the name of Krishna also destroys all the karmas. But it also does something else. So when even not just a neutral person, but even a demon chants the name of Krishna accidentally or even inimically, which is even worse, it has effect. And it also destroys sinful reactions. So not just a neutral person accidentally chanting in Namavas, but a person chanting in hatred also gets effect from chanting the name of Krishna. So in this way, Kamsa and Shishubala got all their karmas destroyed by chanting the name of the Supreme Lord inimically, or as an enemy, hatred. This is the effect of Krishna. Why? It's because Krishna is very special. Krishna has very attractive qualities. So, in spite of the fact that they were inimical to the Lord, they became absorbed in chanting the name of the Lord because of Krishna's attractive qualities. So, and doing so, they did not only destroy their karmas, but they reached the level where the Lord actually was able to give a person like Shishubala prema. So, very, very great effect. Though Narayana's name is very powerful in this way, Krishna's name is even more powerful because they can affect even the great demons, and they can become purified as well. So, of course, a demon isn't automatically an aparadi. They think the Lord is material, or whatever, so they're aparadi. So, even with Krishna's name, even for the aparadi, it has effect. Here the thing is that they won't have such effect if aparadi is committed. So, with the name of Krishna, yes, it is very, even the aparadi gets some good result. So, in any case, the names of the Lord are very, very powerful, and whatever is accomplished with great endeavor by jnanis and yogis is accomplished very easily by namabhas, even accidental namabhas. So this shows actually that liberation, which is a result of destruction of all karmas, is not the goal. It is something which is automatically achieved by the devotee, but that is not his goal. It is something which is easily accomplished. Even by the people who have namabhas in the case of Ajamil. So he was qualified for liberation simply by chanting the name Narayana accidentally.
Chanting Radhe Krishna Maharaj Mantra. Chanting Radhe Krishna Maharaj Mantra.
Well, actually, it is Krishna. So this is the way in which we can get the mercy of Krishna. So Kali Yuga, the method of getting Krishna's mercy is to chant the name of Krishna. So this is the way we get mercy, by chanting his name, since it's not different from him.
If one instead of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he chants only Krishna Krishna like this.
Yeah, you get
more powerful than Ram.
Yeah, Ram. You can get more effect that way. Any name of Krishna is powerful. But since we are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we follow his instructions. But there are many names. We find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Hare Krishna mantra is not even mentioned. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, but not in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He just says Hari 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 Bol, things like that. So he had a chance other names. Govindaram, etc. But they're all powerful, but Krishna, the name Krishna, of course, is the primary name, the head of all names. And we follow the instructions and get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Hare Krishna mantra is also endowed with the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Well, he became absorbed in chanting because of the attractive nature of Krishna, which is more attractive than when previously he was Ravana and he saw Rama. He did not become absorbed in him. Or when he saw Narasimhadeva as friend Kasipu, he did not become absorbed in him. So the qualities of Krishna were more attractive. And therefore became absorbed in thinking of him and chanting his name. Yeah. Oh, well, these are not recommended to hate the Lord so you can develop your bhakti. No. They're just to show the power of the name and also the extra power of Krishna.
Anyway, I was speaking from the perspective that normal, unusual, and if committing abrah, it's almost impossible for you to generate some kind of attraction for the Lord. Some individual who is chanting but is also committing abrah, it would be very difficult for you to generate any kind of attraction for the Lord. Which means
difficult. It means also, because abrah basically means one is hostile to the Lord and the practice of bhakti. So if you're practicing bhakti and also hostile to it, how can it work? Oh yeah, they did. They attacked Nityananda and Haridas. They were aparadis.
Yeah, but
They probably insulted others as well. They probably insulted others as well, other Vaishnavas as well, because they were drunkards and whatever. They were sinful, they were also aparadis. Well, in one sense, yes. Because of the special nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but his instruction is to chant Hare Krishna mantra. So we have to follow that instruction.
One time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instead of chanting Krishna name, chanted Gopi's name.
So Hare is Radha.
Gopi's name, Gopi, like that.
Yeah.
it's the global land of Krishna's name.
Well, in one sense we can say because we have to apply for the mercy of the Lord through His devotees. He was chanting the name of the gopis out of ecstasy, not as a sadhana.
Whatever we are doing now, we are doing these our past activities. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one shloka is that at Krishna me jato paap kare, api santana jato paap kare. Means devotees are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Means their all past activities are already finished, but again they are suffering.
What's your question?
Why
do we suffer? Well, if one also commits aparadhas, then one cannot destroy all the karmas. As Ajahn didn't commit any aparadhas, so therefore all of his karmas were destroyed. Now if one commits aparadhas, and then the process will be slower and one will not get immediate destruction of all karmas. The other position, of course, is that sometimes the suffering is not karma. It's simply an arrangement of the Lord. So we find that even in the case of Nityasiddha devotees like Pandavas, they seem to suffer. That is not karma, it's arrangement of the Lord. So in the case of other devotees also, even sadhakas, sometimes what looks like karma or suffering is not, it's also arrangement of the Lord.
But
we don't know which effect it is, hard for us to say.
Thank you.